Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you, and you can come directly into the doctor's office. You can call us 877-726-8255. We'll take your call during the program. Or alternatively, you can record a call at that number. Say, after the show, something occurs to you. It's on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, you know, pretty much every day, 24/7, 365. You can call 877-726-8255 and record a question. We'll take some of those questions in just a few moments. But before we do that, coming up, we're going to talk about the vaccine. Yeah, that's hot on everybody's mind because we're all being urged to take the vaccine. And we want to know which vaccine to take. Is it safe? Is it effective? And we're going to attempt to shed some light on that, this rather murky situation. It's really kind of a fork in the road for a lot of people, and they don't know which path to take. But before we do that, this weekend marks the transition to daylight saving time. And I always used to say daylight savings time. But formally speaking, it should be daylight saving time because it's saving day. It's not savings like savings and loan. So it kind of makes sense. Daylight saving time. And a lot of people are calling for doing away with it. And it used to be nice, you know, because you'd look forward to it and it would mean these longer days. And when you're a kid, you could spend more time. You know, it's like go out and play, free-range kids, and come back at sundown. And if you extend it for another hour, that means another hour, like, running around. And in countries in northern latitudes, that could really extend daylight quite a long time because, near the Arctic Circle is pretty much light, at midnight, the midnight sun. But there are some health liabilities associated with it. And historically, daylight saving time was created to save fuel. The Germans were the first country to institute it in 1916 in the midst of World War I. They thought that citizens have a bit more daylight and thereby decreasing coal and energy usage later at night. So this would allow more resources to go to the war front. The U.S. followed suit in 2018, but didn't last long. It came back in World War II in 1942, the idea being to conserve resources. But with our modern-day energy grid, this doesn't really make sense. It doesn't hold out because, you make up for it with the amount of light that you need to use in the morning when you're getting up to make breakfast. Right. And it's pitch dark because that's going to start happening next week. It's going to be kind of dark when many of us get up. And some of us like to wake up to the sunlight. It was nice because the sunlight would come through the window. And, it's OK. It's, 6 o'clock in the morning. No longer. But it's going to trade off is it's going to be light later on. It's according to individual preference. But there are some health problems associated with this. First of all, we're all going to lose an hour. You know, spring forward, going to cause some sleep deprivation. And circadian rhythm disruption has been associated with accidents, loss of efficiency at work, mistakes get made. And it takes a while to adjust. I notice, you know, I go right after it, I go, this isn't so bad. But then it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I just feel a little out of sync. And it's not even like, you know, taking a trip to Europe, you know, where you're really jet lagged, or, you know, taking a trip to the West Coast from the East Coast. It's just an hour. But that 1 hour has been associated with a higher risk of experiencing a stroke or heart attack in the days following the springtime change, which is particularly bad, you know, because the fall, you lose an hour, but you gain an hour of sleep. Researchers found an 18.7% increase in patient safety-related incidents in healthcare settings that were likely due to human error. You know, because doctors already sleep deprived, you know, additionally sleep deprived, health personnel make mistakes. A study in Austria found an increase in daily mortality of about 3% over the course of the week after the test. So it's, you know, a lot of countries are abandoning it. Worldwide, a minority of countries practice daylight saving time, many of which are in North America and in Europe. Certain states, like Hawaii, you know, they got plenty of sunlight there anyway, they don't do it. Puerto Rico doesn't do it. Much of Arizona doesn't do it. So more and more there's a call for legislation to repeal daylight saving. So we may see this in our lifetimes. Every year they call for it. They never quite get around to it. But does it really make sense? Or maybe we should just be continually on daylight saving time. Just opt for that, but don't change back in the fall. That could be another way to go about it. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this week may be especially fatigued, but it may be not just about changes toward daylight saving time. Fatigue may be within your cells. Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. I mean, we see that in athletes, professional athletes, and, you know, swimmers are over the hill in their mid-20s. They're burnt out. Their performance declines. Why is that? It has to do with the mitochondria. And let me tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair the mitochondria. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. There are a whole slew of studies. And it also reduces some of the features of aging itself. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs, full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition. And then there's pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, what's the concern now about these coronavirus variants? You keep hearing that term, the variants. Well, viruses mutate. We know that the flu virus mutates so effectively that it sometimes eludes the vaccine. Our vaccine that we develop in the spring to anticipate the fall flu epidemic is often off target because the virus has mutated. And coronaviruses are said to mutate at a slower rate than influenza viruses. Nonetheless, a study was published in Nature last week, which contains predictions that coronavirus variants are evolving to escape current vaccines. And that's a concern because, you know, you worked your butt off to get a vaccine. It was hard enough. You had to negotiate websites and you had to like make appointments and you had to travel. You had to wait in line and it was 20 degrees and you stood outside the Javits Center or outside Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles to get your vaccine. And you said, I'm in the clear, but it is possible, we don't know, but it's possible that by the fall or the winter, that the vaccine you took last winter or this spring will not be as effective against the virus. And that is a concern. They say that the drop in neutralizing activity against the South Africa variant, that's a particularly concerning variant, and it's starting to spread worldwide, is appreciable. And we're now seeing this is causing a reduction in protective efficacy. So, for example, the Novavax vaccine, pretty effective against older strains, the prevailing strains that are now around, but against the South Africa variant, it's about 50%. The new study did not examine the more recent variant found in Brazil. That's a concerning variant, too, because people have re-caught COVID. They thought that a lot of people, particularly in the city of Manaus, at the head of the Amazon in Brazil, had very, very high rate of exposure to the virus. But now they appear to be re-catching it because there's a variant. So, this is a moving target. It's a very perplexing issue. And we're going to have to track this very, very carefully. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. /Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
In these unprecedented times, we need effective immune support. That's why I'm excited to introduce two formulas that work, CV Defense and CV Acute. There's nothing quite like them. CV Defense is a daily preventative, the only supplement that delivers the six most important ingredients to optimize your immune function, including PEA, a critical molecule for long-term immunity at the cellular level. CV Acute is a fast-acting, great-tasting syrup for direct immune activation. It eliminates invaders with the fruit, flower, and root of patented Chinese medicine. I take it when I feel run down to fend off respiratory infections. Both products are safe, all-natural, and backed by numerous clinical trials. For more information and to order, go to TotalImmuneHealth.com and take advantage of discounts from 30 to 50% just for listening to Intelligent Medicine. That's TotalImmuneHealth.com. TotalImmuneHealth.com for the most exciting immune support products in years.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And as I said earlier, you can record a question anytime you like this individual did. Let's hear it.
Not a question, a comment. You mentioned Thailand as a treatment. That is a veterinary drug that's been out for easily 40 years. It was used for birds and certain intestinal infections, but it is very good on respiratory infections as well as intestinal problems. There was a product called Thailand. The drug is Thylosin, and it's in the erythromycin family, a macrolide. Have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Yeah, I'm not sure in what context I've mentioned Thailand, but we had a question a couple of weeks ago from someone who said, "Hey, can you use veterinary medicine for humans? Can it be used in humans?" And for this medication in particular, it's something related to erythromycin, but it's in the same family. But they actually even use it as a feed additive. So, you know, we talk about antibiotic-free meat and poultry. Well, you know, it's pretty common practice to add antibiotics to animal feed. And as you said, you know, you kind of described it in detail. It does have a broad spectrum of activity against many bacteria. So, you know, the question is it safe for humans? And the answer is probably not. But the concern, too, is that the widespread use of this stuff in animals may cause resistance to related antibiotics in humans. And so, you know, can you give it to your dog, your cat? You know, is it used in cattle? The concern is that about a third of the antibiotics used in this country are used on animals. And that's a big market. And it may contribute to the development of antibiotic resistance among humans. So, yeah, I'm not entirely sure what context I mentioned Tylenol, not to be confused with Tylenol. It's a veterinary antibiotic. And, you know, of interest is that when it comes to COVID, something that's used in humans to treat parasites, some of these old line drugs turn out to have some activity against COVID. So ivermectin, although it kind of crashed and burned in a recent trial, still has some potential as an inexpensive treatment for early COVID. And a lot of people believe in it. I'm not entirely sure because I keep seeing conflicting studies on that. I'm pretty sure that the bias in approvals for medication for COVID is toward some of the high-tech new medications that have a lot more in the way of profit potential than old-line drugs like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. But we shouldn't ignore the potential for some of these older medications. It's not a veterinary drug, although it is used sometimes in animals. It's used in humans for treating parasite infections, for treating river blindness, that's ivermectin, in Africa. And in a lot of these third world countries, it's there, it's available, it's on formulary. It's much easier for them to get their hands on that kind of medication than some kind of sophisticated monoclonal antibodies that are new patented medications that may cost thousands and thousands of dollars per dosage. These medications literally cost pennies per dose. And, you know, they really need to be studied because we need an all-of-the-above approach in our effort to stem the tide of COVID-19 worldwide. I mean, some of these third-world countries, they cannot afford the medications, the deluxe medications that we use in advanced Western countries. And so, and for, you know, ordinary people who may want to treat early COVID at home, they may offer an option for them once they're proven safe and effective. And unfortunately, there's a lot of suppression of information about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. There's a bias against old-fashioned, cheap, but effective solutions. We'll have to see more. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Hoffman, with you. It's 877-726-8255 for calls. And how many fruits and vegetables should you have daily? Should you follow the recommendation of the USDA on their My Plate icon? They recommend filling half your plate with colorful fruits and vegetables at every meal. That's a lot. That's 5 to 9 servings of fruits and veggies daily. Well, it's been studied, and we have an answer. What is the right amount? Where's the sweet spot on fruit and veggie consumption? That's coming up. But before we share that with you, interesting story out of the UK. Headline, 2 teenagers taken into care after parents failed to help them lose weight. Now, this is an unprecedented case, and it's attracting a lot of attention across the pond because it is the first case of its kind where children have been taken into foster care because their parents failed to regulate their weight. They weren't beating them. They weren't starving them. They weren't abusing them. Physically or mentally, they simply were lax about enforcing edicts about food consumption and exercise. It's creating kind of a stir in the UK. I'll read from the story here that's in The Independent, a British paper. 2, quote, severely overweight teenage children have been taken into care after Fitbit trackers and a gym membership paid for by their local council, that would be like the local city government, the municipal government, failed to help. A family court judge ruled the pair should be placed into long-term foster care after council social services raised concerns about their weight. Now, what is interesting about this case is that they admittedly came from a, quote, loving family, and that their parents met many of their basic needs. So there was not a question of abuse. However, they did not seem to understand the seriousness of concerns raised by social services staff and had failed to set boundaries or promote healthy eating and exercise. So, you know, this is going to really become a civil liberties cause celeb in Great Britain, because how is it that the state is empowered to take children away from parents merely for the supposed infraction of not enforcing a weight loss regimen? I mean, there are multifactorial reasons for weight gain, including genetic factors, and parenting factors are among them. You know, if this were to happen in the UK, it could set a precedent for widespread social service intervention on behalf of kids who are overweight over here in the United States. Can you imagine if the millions of children who do not meet exercise and diet goals and their weight remains high, and then social services comes around, knocks on the door and says, "We're taking your kids." Why? You know, we have a very loving family and everything we provide for our children. Well, you're just not keeping your kids slim and trim by standards that have been set by the government. And so, you know, while, look, I applaud efforts to get kids to optimize their diets and exercise and thereby avoid weight gain and diabetes and fatty liver, which is epidemic among children. But the notion of taking kids away from parents because they're fat that's bound to raise a firestorm. And, you know, it's about constitutional rights and personal liberty and government overreach. And I think we've really reached a crossroads in terms of societal engineering of our habits. So we'll watch this case and see what materializes. 877-726-8255 is our number. Okay, what's the right number? The right number of fruits and vegetables to achieve optimal health. Well, the government says 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. A lot of people just throw up their hands and say, get out of here. That's impossible. First of all, I don't really like vegetables that much. And, you know, buying fruit, produce, fresh produce, especially in my area, they're hard to find, much less organic stuff. And my kids don't like to eat the stuff. So we give them Fruit Loops instead. That's fruit, right? Fruit Loops. It's got some fruit in it. I mean, it's multicolored. It looks nice. But a group at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have said that this is really difficult to attain. Only about 1 in 10 adults eat enough fruits or vegetables. Perhaps they've set the bar too high. So researchers at Harvard analyzed data from the Nurses Health Study, which comprised 100,000 adults who were followed for up to 30 years. That's kind of an unprecedented study. They also looked at fruit and vegetable intake and death statistics from 26 studies that included about 1.9 participants from 29 countries. So huge study. More than 2 million participants. What was the sweet spot? Intake of about 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily was associated with the lowest risk of death. And get this, eating more than 5 servings was not associated with additional benefits. So hooray, it's attainable. It's realistic. 2 servings of fruit and 3 servings of vegetables per day will do it. Participants who consume 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables had 13% lower risk of death from all causes. I'll take that. A 12% lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease. A 10% lower risk of death from cancer. And a 35% lower risk of death from respiratory disease. That's interesting. Of all the medical conditions, it seems that the lungs benefit the most from high intake of fresh fruits and vegetables. But here's the catch. Not all foods that one might consider to be fruits and vegetables offer the same benefits. For example, starchy vegetables such as peas and corn, fruit juices, you know, have some OJ, that's your fruit. No, not according to the study. And potatoes were not associated with reduced risk of death from all causes or specific chronic disease. On the other hand, what was associated with reduced risk? Green leafy vegetables, including spinach, lettuce, and kale, and fruit and vegetables rich in beta-carotene and vitamin C, such as citrus fruits, whole fruits, not juice, berries, and carrots, showed benefits. So it's a study that sheds light on, you know, what's the optimal intake. And you look, results may vary. I mean, this is, you know, overall, on average, some people will benefit from more. If you're eating more, fine, it works for you, great. But, you know, you don't need to knock yourself out, cram yourself with extra fruit and vegetables to obtain additional benefits. The benefits seem to level off at the magic number 5. And this also speaks to, you know, I gotta say this, is a lot of people are substituting fruit and veggie pills. Fruit and veggie pills do not confer the benefits of fresh fruits and vegetables. They simply do not. They purport to be the essence of the fresh fruits and vegetables from which they're derived. But there's no credible evidence that taking powdered, dehydrated, flash-frozen extracts of fruits and vegetables confer in any way the full benefits of eating actual fresh produce, because the fiber changes, the nutrient content is depleted, and there's some ineffable benefit that nature provides us with these fresh fruits and vegetables. There's just no shortcut, and cramming in lots and lots of powders or tablets or capsules that contain vegetable and fruit extract. No studies suggest that they are really beneficial. And I've looked at some of the studies, and they're cockamamie studies. Studies are either inferential studies that say, well, if you eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, it's good for you, so therefore we take our powdered pills. Or they perform studies on rats or on humans in strange places like Russia in dubious research settings with results that are not replicated or published in a medical journal. And those scant studies are used to substantiate the benefits of products with some really sketchy benefits. Well, here's some news about a product that has some true bona fides. In these unprecedented times, of course, everybody's talking about effective immune support, and that's why I'm excited to introduce two formulas that work, CV Defense and CV Acute, and there's nothing quite like them. CV Defense is a daily preventative. I take it every day. The only supplement that delivers the six most important ingredients to optimize your immune function, including PEA. Remember that set of initials, PEA. It's a critical molecule for long-term immunity at the cellular level. CV Acute, on the other hand, is a fast-acting, great-tasting syrup for direct immune activation. It eliminates invaders with a fruit, flower, and root of patented Chinese medicine. I take it when I feel run down to fend off respiratory infections. Both products are safe, all natural, and backed by numerous clinical trials. And they've got them. For more information and to order, go to TotalImmuneHealth.com and take advantage of discounts from 30 to 50% off just for listening to Intelligent Medicine. That's a special offer for you Intelligent Medicine listeners at TotalImmuneHealth.com. TotalImmuneHealth.com for the most exciting immune support products in years. They're unique. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we're going to talk about thyroid and thyroid medication when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A little bit of a lightning round of important stories this week. First, on the thyroid front, the American Thyroid Association and the British Thyroid Association and the European Thyroid Association have convened, and the experts have concluded that it's time to take a look at a T3-T4 combination for hypothyroidism. Well, you're only about 30 or 40 years late, because for so long they've been just saying to patients, just take your Synthroid and shut up. This is as good as it gets. You're still feeling lousy. Well, your tests are normal, so everything's rosy. But we've been talking a long time about the need for using a combination of T4, which is what's in Synthroid, and T3, as in natural thyroid, Armour thyroid, for example, as being superior for many patients. And they say, finally, it's time to study this. Well, you think? It's been so long we've been urging this, and they're finally about to reconsider, so it's high time. Another benefit of drinking green tea or coffee, both, it's not about the caffeine, both have beneficial phenolic compounds, and a new study in the BMJ, formerly British Medical Journal, suggests that tea and coffee consumption are linked to reduced risk for early death among diabetics. They looked at 5,000 people in Japan. They found that people drank the most had much lower risk of premature death from any cause, about 40% lower for people who drank either 2 cups of coffee or 4 cups of tea per day, 63% lower for people who drank both 4 cups of tea, usually green tea, plus 2 cups of coffee per day. So, yeah, that's something. And it's not just about the caffeine, although there may be some benefits to caffeine. We need to reconsider our ban on caffeine. Sanka never tasted that good anyway. All right. And this is an important outreach from the American Journal of Gastroenterology. You know, the guidelines for colorectal cancer screening? Well, bad news for all you folks who just turned 45, you thought you had 5 years to wait before your baseline colonoscopy. They've now changed the guidelines. New guideline lowers age to begin colorectal cancer screening. Chadwick Boseman, how old was he? He was in his 30s or 40s, tragically died of colon cancer, was undetected because, of course, he didn't get routine screening. African Americans in particular should begin screening at age 45, they say, but they're changing the recommendation for average risk men and women should be lowered from 50 to 45. And those, of course, with a, you know, with changes, you know, problems, bleeding, or family history, they need to get checked earlier. Keto diet for Alzheimer's disease. This paper in the February 23 edition of Alzheimer's Research and Therapy. Keto diet shows promise for Alzheimer's patients. What they have found is that ketones, which are derived from fat and not carbohydrates, stimulate the production of brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's Miracle-Gro for the brain cells and synapses and nerves. And they're a better source of fuel for the nervous system. They're a more efficient energy molecule than glucose for cells. And so, you know, I got to say, it is tough, you know, for somebody who is cognitively impaired to have them do this alone. I mean, they need outside help, encouragement, and they tend to gravitate towards sweets because it's the oral gratification becomes very important when your various stimuli from outside world, your horizons contract. But sticking on a diet that is high in protein and fat and very low in carbs can be very beneficial for patients with cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. And this study confirms it. So it is definitely a way to go. Can zinc levels have an impact on COVID-19? A recent study says yes. The study found that participants with low zinc levels had a 21% risk of dying get this, compared to just 5% in those with healthy zinc levels. Now, you know, keep in mind that this is an observational study. This is not a double-blind placebo-controlled trial of administering zinc to patients with active coronavirus infection. But it is highly suggested, just as many studies have suggested, that people with very low levels of vitamin D are at high risk of getting very sick or dying from COVID-19. This study should pave the way for more research on zinc as a way of reducing the severity of COVID-19 or preventing death. Very interesting study. For the participants with healthy zinc levels, the time to recovery was approximately 3 times less than for those with a low serum zinc level, 8 days versus 25 days. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. We got a lot of information out there. Please check out our website at drhoffman.com for more information, articles. You can also download podcasts, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. And please follow us on social media. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have yourselves a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.